Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing in a study on Christian parenting, a biblical perspective. Today I want to share with you some thoughts on the art of child discipline. God's Word is full of instruction and exhortations to parents to be diligent in disciplining their children. Proverbs 22:6 is probably one of the most familiar verses on the subject. Train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. In Proverbs 23, verse 13, we see this admonition: do not hold back discipline from a child. Or another translation says, do not withhold correction from a child. And that word correction means warning or instruction, restraint, or discipline. So you could say, do not withhold instruction from a child, do not withhold restraint from a child, do not withhold discipline from a child. These are very important words for parents in this day and age. We live in a day when many children are unsupervised, have little training or instruction in the home, where many parents are working long hours, and children are left without proper care. And as a result, we have a generation of children that are coming up without the instruction, the training, the correction, the discipline that God intended to come from the parents. God wants us to be godly disciplinarians, godly trainers of our children. And it requires great commitment, and it requires tremendous love. And I would encourage you today to love your child enough to discipline him or her consistently. Proverbs 13, verse 24 says, he who withholds his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently. He who loves him disciplines him diligently. You have to love your child enough to make the effort to be consistent in disciplining your child. And the word discipline simply means training. And it's the same word that's used in the meaning of training a plant to grow up a trellis. And if you've ever grown a plant to grow up a trellis, you would realize, if you would observe it, that the process that's going on is twofold. There is the training part, where the plant's being trained to grow in a certain direction up the trellis, and there's the restraining part, where perhaps string or twine is used to restrain the plant from going in a direction that the gardener does not want the plant to go. If the plant was left to itself, it would just grow perhaps along the ground. But the training involved, or the discipline involved with that plant growing up a trellis, it's being trained to go in a certain direction, and it's being restrained from going in a direction the gardener does not want it to go. It's the same with our children. God instructs us, requires us, calls us all as parents to train up our children in the way that they should go, and to restrain our children from going in a direction they should not go. Back in 1 Samuel chapter 2, we find a story of a parent that was not willing to restrain his sons, and the results were tragic. Eli was the priest in Israel. In his responsibility, he had the care over the house of God, and in that day, the priests would raise up their sons to take their place, and they were trained in the priestly order and the priestly duties. Well, Eli was a man who the scripture says did not restrain his sons, And the scripture tells us in chapter 2 of 1 Samuel that his sons were very wicked. In fact, they would lay with the women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Now Eli talked to his sons about these reports that he heard, and he said to them, "Why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings from all the people. It's not a good report that I hear," Eli went on to say. But though Eli talked to his sons about it, the scripture tells us that he did not restrain them. And there's a big difference between talking to your child about a behavior that's unacceptable and actually restraining them from doing that behavior. God judged Eli very severely because of this sin of not restraining his sons. In verse 13 of chapter 3 of 1 Samuel, it says that God said that he would judge Eli's house forever for the iniquity which he knows. He knew about the sins that his sons were committing. So God said, because you know about it, and he did not restrain them. He did not restrain them. And this is a key for us. Eli had his house judged, and the judgment was that his sons would die in one day, and that there would be no continuation of the priestly line through Eli's family. It was cut off. And that was a very strong judgment against him. And the sin that the Lord pointed out in Eli's life was very simple. He did not restrain his sons from doing wickedness. Now, God calls us as parents to be ones who will discipline our children, train them in the right way, and restrain them from going in the wrong way. This is very critical for success in bringing up our children in the way that God desires and in the way that they should go. And the scripture gives us a great promise that the person who will indeed train up their child, that in their old age, that the children will be a comfort and a blessing. It says in Proverbs 29:17, "Correct your son and he'll give you comfort. He will also delight your soul." So the long-term result will be well worth the current commitment and energy and diligence that will be required to train up your child and restrain your child at the appropriate times in order to see them grow up to have their character mature, their character be solid with integrity, to have self-control, because discipline, consistent, godly discipline will teach a child how to have inner self-control. Love your child enough to discipline him or her consistently. Consistency shows the child that you're serious about wanting them to change specific unacceptable behaviors. One of the common errors in child rearing is inconsistent discipline. This is very common, and the results are disastrous. Consistency alone will show the child you are serious about wanting them to change or avoid specific unacceptable behaviors. A second common error in child rearing and child training is that oftentimes a parent will not be immediate or prompt in their discipline when a child has disobeyed. The consistency and the immediacy of the discipline will build respect for your word. Do you find yourself saying the same thing over and over again? Telling the child, "Don't do that." And then you say again, "Don't do that." And then again, "Don't do that, or I'm going to," and you give them some specific consequence that will occur if they do not obey your words. And yet many parents wait until the third and the fourth time before they follow up on their own word. The consistency and immediacy of your discipline will build respect for your word. So if you say to your child, "Come here," and they don't come, you need to get up out of your chair and go to them and say, "You disobeyed your mother," or "You disobeyed your father. You did not come when you were called. And so this is your consequence for disobedience. Go sit in your room for 5 minutes without playing, without talking to anyone, or whatever the appropriate discipline is for the age of your child. It may be a spanking if the child is young, that quick and immediate spanking will help them remember, I've got to obey mom the first time, or I'll get a spanking. It helps them remember and see that you are serious. Consistent discipline teaches the child what behaviors are acceptable and unacceptable in your home and inspires the child to exercise self-control in order to avoid future consequences. These are very important keys for your success in training up your child in the way that he should go. Be consistent. Be immediate in your discipline. Don't tell them more than one time. Don't give your command more than one time. And then if they do not respond, say it again and again. It's very important. Be immediate in taking care of any disobedience that you are facing with your child. But don't do it in emotionalism. Don't do it with strong emotion. Do it very matter of fact and simply say, you were told to do this. You did not do it. That's disobedience, and this is your discipline or your consequence for disobeying. I love you, but I'm going to teach you how to be an obedient son. These are important points that are scriptural that will help you in raising up your child, training up your child in the way that he or she should go. That's all the time we have for today. I want to encourage you, if you'd like further study more in depth on the subject of parenting, write to us. We have a 10-tape series called Christian Parenting, The Discipling of Tender Hearts. And for $30 or more, donation to Hidden with Christ Ministries, we'll be happy to send you that 10-tape series. Just ask for it when you write to us at the address that'll be mentioned in just a moment. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.